Now, moving on, and there's no need to suffer in silence. There's support out there if you want to talk. That's the message of one of a Dorset lady who was abused by a member of her close family from an early age. Marcus White joining me with more details. Marcus, some of the details of this story, very distressing.
Well, they will be, Julian. This lady's name is Sue, and she's in her 50s now, as you say, abused from an early age. She's hoping that telling her story is going to inspire other people to help to cope with the sort of trauma that she herself suffered. Now married with children and grandchildren, but she knows that she was abused from the age of 4 and possibly earlier than that.
I know that on my first day at school, things were happening. But I do have a memory of being in my cot. Now, I've been told when I've researched this with family that I was in a cot for a while, for sort of until I was about 4. And assuming that you can't remember further back than maybe 2 or 3, I'd like to say that I was 4. Everything stopped just before my 13th birthday. But the about 18 months leading up to my 13th birthday, things became quite serious in terms of him feeding his addiction, paedophile tendencies, by sharing me with other adults.
Sharing with other adults, it certainly chills the bones, doesn't it? The man who abused Sue disappeared from her life around her 13th birthday. He'd groomed her to the extent that she thought that she loved him and actually went looking for him, Julian. She never told anyone about what had happened to her and built a life supported by 3 important pillars.
I left home and I started nursing, so there was kind of a solid thing going on. And I was living in a house with 3 other nurses. And one of the girls was a Christian, and she introduced me to Christianity, and which is, you know, is a life-changing thing for me. So that had an impact. I met my husband. We married 32 years ago, and he's been my rock. And he's had his journey to do in this. It's not been easy for him. He's been really amazing. And I love him very much.
Really tough for Sue giving this interview. Marcus, what made her family want to talk about what had happened to her?
Well, she decided to confront her own past herself rather than speak to Radio Silent, which she's hoping will help others. But herself, when she realised that there were some issues within her own family, which she had blamed the abuse for, and then opened up to somebody from her church, she didn't really fully address what had happened to her. But then just before the Olympics, she had a moment when something inside her just snapped.
2 years ago, my personal life fell apart, which is something I don't need to go into, and I was a mess. I'd gone to see Coldplay. They played Fix You, and that, I Will Fix You, and that song is, it's been my mantra. It's been, you know, quite special to me. It's a great song.
When you try your best but you don't succeed.
At the next day, I was in a very public place and that tune was played again and I howled. I don't think I've ever cried as much ever in my life. It was loud and long and I thought I would die from crying. That's what it was like. And I just thought, I have to sort this out.
Sue, and how that piece of music by Coldplay really affected her. So, Marcus, after that, she sought help, didn't she?
Yes, she started a counselling session. She's still in counselling now. She says she's still on the journey. But what's really helped her has been a Southampton-based charity called Sisters. Now, if you want to look them up on the internet, then Sisters is spelled C-I-S-T-E-R-S. So Sisters with a C. And she went online. We spoke to Sisters an hour ago.
It's not helpful to keep quiet. It's a shameful secret, and that's what you want to do. You want to keep it quiet. But it's a huge burden to carry that secret and to suffer in silence.
Sue telling her story. So Sisters are opening their helpline specially today between 10 and 2. And here is the number, 023 80 33 80 80. That's 023 80 33 80 80. And that Sisters helpline is open especially. Normally opens on a Saturday, by the way, in the mornings from 10 a.m. But today opened as well between 10 and 2. And if that's something that's happened in your life and perhaps you've never shared it before, but you want to talk to someone today, they're opening their line up specially. 023 80 33 80 80. And if you didn't get that down, you can ring our newsmaker number and we'll give you the number. 8:15